My name is Nur Laila. I'm a wife of a detainee, ISA detainee. The Internal Security Act detains the person without trial for many years with no definite time to release them.
So is that where people are detained without any formal charges being laid?
Yeah. Not given any chance to defend themselves in court. And my husband had been detained for more than 5 years. Next year is going to be the 6th year.
And what was the pretext for his arrest initially?
Initially he was alleged as the member of the KMM, and then later was changed to the member of Jemaah Islamiyah, JI. And until now, he had been in Camp Kamunting, serving for nothing because he had never been trial for that long.
Are these your children here? Some of your children?
My son is there.
These
are my friends, the ITVs, and she's the ex-detainee's wife. Her husband had been detained in Kamunting for 2 years, beginning from 2001-2003, and already released. But now she's the activist for the ISA movement.
Yes, yes. And you've got some young people here who are wearing your banner. Is it encouraging that young people are prepared to join in on a day like this?
Yeah, of course. Because they are the young and the new generations. Of course, we don't want anything bad happen to them. So we had to educate them, encourage them to take part in these kind of assemblies to show their feelings that we shouldn't accept ISA in our life, especially in Malaysia.
Do you feel, as a woman, any threat today, particularly when there's such a large contingent of police here?
Yeah, I think the government shouldn't be feared of us, the women and the children, because we just come here for peace assembly, that's all. We want to show that, we just want to tell that we are celebrating the Human Rights Day, that's all.
Internationally, Malaysia has an interesting record in pointing the finger at other countries who they claim have poor human rights records. Do you think the government's being a little contradictory when it's attempting to stop marches and peaceful demonstrations such as this?
Of course. You know what? To the outsiders, you say that Malaysia is a democratic country and you are free to do what you want. But actually, the reality is when you try to go to the road just to tell them that I want to be freed, and you torture them with water cannon and so forth.
Have you been on marches such as this before?
Yeah, I've joined Bersih last 2 weeks, and it's very encouraging actually. We have to tell the people that we don't like all those misconduct in anything, especially the election, where it is very important to us, the people of Malaysia. We should have a very clear and clean election so that we would like to choose who we want to bring our voice to the parliament.
In many cases, when events like today are being planned, there are usually less people here than there are in the entire community. Do you think that the community, particularly of KL, is supportive of activities such as today's? Would the average person in the street be concerned about human rights, even though they may not turn up today?
I think human rights is not a very popular issue in Malaysia, but we are growing. And I think the way the people of Malaysia react to this kind of activity is very positive. Very positive.